This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Ramadan Revelations, Session 1. And we'll be cross-referencing between Tafsir and Ulul Quran, which is the sciences of the Quran. So to get straight into it, inshallah ta'ala, today for Tafsir and Ramadan Revelations, we're going to be discussing the first word, the first ayah, the first command revealed, and that was Iqra. You know, imagine you had to tell someone about Islam for the first time. Let's say it's a Muslim, let's say it's a non-Muslim. The first thing you'd say to them is what? If we were asked, we'd probably say, take your shahada, start praying, and if it's Ramadan, start fasting, right? The first command you'd give someone, the first instruction, would probably be to do with Tawheed. It'll be to do with Salah, to do with Hajj, Ramadan, depending on what time of the year. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But subhanAllah, the first word revealed was Iqra. You know, the ulama said the Prophet ﷺ was given many commands. He was given the command to wage jihad. He was given the command to give da'wah. He was given the command to pray. But the first command was Iqra because you can't fulfill any other command unless you feel this command first. And that is by seeking knowledge. So yes, by seeking knowledge, you fulfill the command of Tawheed, you fulfill the command of Salah, Zakat, Ramadan, and Hajj, ila akhirihi. And what's remarkable, subhanAllah, is that in the opening ayat of Surah Al-Alaq, and it's also called Surah Iqra, and it's befitting to discuss this surah first, especially with Ramadan, and the Quran was revealed in Ramadan. And by the way, some of you may be fasting tomorrow, some of you may be fasting Saturday, we're not going to go into all of that. Just follow your sheikh, follow the people who you trust, inshallah ta'ala. But the point is that if you look at the first ayat revealed in Surah Al-Alaq, Allah says, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من العلق اقرأ. Again, so the command اقرأ came twice in a matter of three ayat. Why is this the case? Because the first command is start reading, start gaining knowledge. And then the second اقرأ is continue reading and continue seeking knowledge. Because as humans, we have a bad habit. And that habit is, we're energetic in the beginning of things. We're pumped. We're on a man steroids, just like in Ramadan. At the start, we're all pumped. We're ready to go. First 10 nights, we're on fire. You know, Qiyam, Siyam, Qira'at al-Quran. And then the numbers start to dwindle later on in the masajid. We don't have that at the moment. But that hype starts to go. And then the last 10 nights, we get it back again. And that's just not just in Ramadan. Even worldly matters. We enroll in a course. We enroll in a college. A few months later, we drop out. We start reading a book. You know, actually, when we go to the bookstore, we buy 10. We come home, we read one or two, and then we put the bookmark there. We leave it on the shelf up until Yawm al-Qiyam, it's collecting dust. It's human nature to have energy in the beginning of matters. We sign up to a gym. We sign up to, you know, 2020 resolution and, you know, or post-lockdown resolution. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then afterwards, Allah al-Musta'an. So the second command of Iqra is to continue in that seeking knowledge. And one of the ways to continue, which we'll get into in the end, inshallah, these are just 10-minute reminders, is an action point is to have a mentor or a sheikh that you study under, because that will help you in seeking knowledge. That will keep you engaged. That will keep you motivated. And when you slacken off, they'll pull you up. You know, it's human nature to want to be comfortable. And in the West, everything's designed to make you at home, make you comfortable. But when we're out of our comfort zones, that's when we change. That's when growth happens, right? So if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. So you need to be put in those uncomfortable situations, right? Where, you know what, if I don't rock up to that lesson, my sheikh is going to, you know, come down on me, or he's going to give me a, you know, a hard time. And that's good. We need to be challenged, because sometimes our own nafs gets to us. So the point is, we've looked at the ayah for the evening, and that is Iqra. And let's just, we've taken some of the gems, and we said the second Iqra in ayah 3 was to keep on seeking knowledge. And we find seeking knowledge, subhanAllah, is something that even the Prophet Musa alayhi salam did. Yani you can imagine Musa alayhi salam, he is Rasulullah, he is Nabiullah, he is Kalimullah, Allah spoke to him directly. All of Banu Israel are under his Sharia. He was among the five messengers who were Ul Azmi and Rasul. And Fir'aun the superpower at the time was destroyed at his hands. Yet despite all of these virtues and fada'il, Musa alayhi salam travels distant lands. Why? He travels distant lands to go meet a scholar, someone who was more knowledgeable than him in some areas. Not in all areas, in some areas. Right? Why? To go and seek knowledge. Allahu Akbar. And how does he approach him? Does he say, hey, listen up, you know who I am? I'm Musa. I'm the former prince of Egypt, you know, current prophet and Banu Israel. This is on my CV. Hey, let me tell you what you need to teach me. No, he says, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكْ? May I follow you? Allahu Akbar. Now, today we don't have a choice. If people follow you on Facebook or Instagram or not, they follow you, right? Unless you've got a private account, that's different. But you want to follow someone, خَلَصْ غَصْبِ الْعَنُّونَ, I'm going to follow him, right? Musa alayhi salam, he goes, look at the adab. Adab. And so what needs to come before knowledge? And that is the etiquette of knowledge. The ulama said, al-adab qabl al-talab. Manners comes before seeking knowledge. And we've seen it. We've seen that person seeks knowledge. And what does that do? Because they've gained something, yeah, they go online and they create disasters. Allahu musta'an. Right? They argue with people. You know, back in the day when people would learn matters of tawheed and aqeedah, they'll go arguing about matters of creed in McDonald's, KFC, and Pizza Hut, you know, Big Mac sauce dripping down his beard and he's going off. Like, la ya akhi, this is not what knowledge should do. Well, knowledge of Allah, when it enters the heart, it should soften it, not harden it. And that's why when Musa alayhi salam went, you know, on top of the mountain to, he didn't know he was going to get guidance for deen. He was going to get guidance for dunya, you know, he was lost. He goes to the mountain. And of course, it's Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He speaks to him. Okay, of course, we don't say Allah was there physically, a'udhu billah. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, with the fire, He spoke to him directly through that. And so, you know, the first thing Allah tells him, like we said at the start of the lecture, imagine you had to give da'wah to someone who has no ID.com about Islam. No ID. What's the first thing you're going to say? All right? You're going to say, go pray, go fast, go double door, you're dirty, right? You haven't washed for how long, okay? Especially now with coronavirus, go clean up. The first thing Allah told Musa alayhi salam wasn't أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, wasn't إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكْ, I'm your Lord. Not even tawheed first, it was فَخْلَانَ عَلَيْكْ, take off your shoes. That's the first thing, because manners comes before learning. Just like at school, you know, back at school, person doesn't have manners, they're always sitting in the corner on detention, they're not learning. So manners come before learning. But let me end with just the importance of knowledge and how the ulama of the past, subhanAllah, yani, when we're ever demotivated to seek knowledge, you know, and we said the importance of it is that it helps you fulfill every other command. That's why the first command was iqra, because it helps you fulfill every other command. When we're demotivated to seek knowledge, go back to the stories of knowledge. Al-Imam Ahmad, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, Yahya ibn Ma'in and others, and you, wallahi, these giants will motivate you. Let me just share with you two stories and we'll end there. Al-Imam Ahmad and his kawi, not in crime, but his kawi in knowledge, was Yahya ibn Ma'in. These were two great scholars. Of course, we all know Al-Imam Ahmad, but at his time, Yahya ibn Ma'in as well. When they reached old age, they were already ulama. They didn't say, let's kick back, khalas, and just post things on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We've done our hard yards and that's it. Just da'wah for life now. No, no, no. They reached old age and one day they said, you know, let's go travel to Sana'a, which is in Yemen, to go seek knowledge under the illustrious Abdul Razzaq Sana'ani. So Yahya ibn Ma'in says, yallah, let's go. And they're old age, right? You can imagine. They left Baghdad, which is in Al-Iraq, all the way to Sana'a. And that's a difficult journey. They didn't have four-wheel drives, SUV, Toyota Hilux, you know, in the desert. Air conditioning on the way, stop by, the Novotel, five-star accommodation, breakfast in bed. On Camelback, that's very difficult. You know, we went to Egypt, 24-hour flight, Allahu musta'an, that was a killer. If you have kids, of course, it's very difficult. Even if you don't, it's very uncomfortable. So from Baghdad to Yemen, that's 2 months journey right there. I'm not talking about the whole trip. Just from Baghdad to Sana'a, 2 months. So from there to there, it's 2 months. And then from Sana'a to Baghdad back is 2 months. So that's 4 months. And that's not even counting the study time. Now, they're going to stay there for at least 2-3 months. Not like us, let's go do a weekend workshop on hadith or tafsir and that's it, we're done for the next 5 years. No, they would go there for a few months. So you can imagine this is a commitment of 6-7 months, and they're already in old age and they're already ulama. They get there, actually, so they go there. On the way, they stop by in Mecca. You know, like when you're on a journey, you stop by at a servo for, you know, some munchies and to refuel. So they stop by Mecca halfway through, you know, because that pit stop was for their iman, to refuel on iman, not literally petrol. And who do they see in Mecca performing tawaf around the Kaaba? Abdul Razzaq As-Sun'ani, the same scholar they're going to meet in Sana'a, Yemen. They see him there. So Yahya ibn Ma'in jumps up out of door, Allahu Akbar. He rushes over to Abdul Razzaq and he says, look, we're going to go all the way to Yemen to meet you. You're here. Can we see you tomorrow in Al-Hadith? And so, of course, Abdul Razzaq says, yeah, sure. Tomorrow. He goes back to Imam Ahmad with a big smile on his dial. And Imam Ahmad wasn't smiling. He says, what did you do? Yahya ibn Ma'in says, what do you mean? What did I do? I made an appointment to seek knowledge. We're going to see Abdul Razzaq is right here. He says, why'd you do that for? Yahya ibn Ma'in says, what do you mean? Allah saved us 2 months, because from Mecca to Yemen, 1 month, and back, 2 months journey, provision, money, he saved us. And Imam Ahmad looked at him and he said, وَمَاذَا نَصْنَعُ بِنِيَّتِنَا? What are we going to do about our intentions? We made an intention, a promise to Allah, we're going to seek knowledge from Abdul Razzaq As-Sun'ani in Yemen, and I'm not going to do so illa fil Yemen unless I go to Yemen. That was it. And he knew this is a commitment I made with Allah. It's a promise I made with Allah, not a commitment I made with the boys. You know, we have a habit of breaking our promises all the time. I'll meet you at 8 o'clock, cuz. 8 o'clock comes. Sorry, bro, 15 minutes late. 15 minutes later. Sorry, bro, you know what? Let's do it tomorrow instead. This is how much they valued knowledge. And so you could argue, couldn't he have renewed his intention? Of course he could have. But he didn't want anything to get in the way between him and seeking knowledge and maximizing that reward, subhanAllah. This was Al-Imam Ahmad. These are the greats, and that's why we learn about them, to motivate ourselves for seeking knowledge. Now, we said these reminders are 10 minutes, but we will, inshallah, just for tonight, we'll just mention quickly three action points on what we can do to enable us to seek more knowledge. Number one is to take your time. Just 3 points on how to seek knowledge. Number one, take your time. Because the ulama would say, مَنْ رَامَ الْعِلْمَ جُمْلَةً ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ جُمْلَةً. He said, the scholars would say, whoever seeks knowledge in one go will lose it in one go. So you might be sitting there thinking, man, there's so much to learn, so much to do. It's okay. Everyone's in the same boat. If you seek knowledge in one go, you lose it. The Quran wasn't revealed in 23 seconds. It was revealed in 23 years. The way knowledge is taught, it's a gradual process. إِنَّمَا يُطْلَبُ الْعِلْمَ عَلَى مَرِّ الْأَيَامِ وَالْلَيَالِي. Same Afar would say that knowledge is sought over many days and many nights. So take your time. The point is, be consistent with something small. So you commit to 2 pages a day. You commit to 10 minutes a night with Ramadan revelations, for instance. Whatever your program is, keep it small, but make sure it's consistent. And we're going to focus more on this, inshallah, on Saturday night when we take the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. So that's the first point. Take your time. Number two, have a sheikh or a mentor. The scholars would say, مَنْ جَعَلَ شَيْخَهُ كِتَابًا غَلَبَتْ أَخْطَاءُهُ صَوَابًا. Whoever makes their book their sheikh, or 2020, whoever makes their iPad their sheikh, whoever makes Twitter their sheikh, Facebook their sheikh, Instagram their sheikh, then their mistakes will be more than that which is correct. Yeah, they'll get things right, but they'll have more errors. You need someone on top of you. You need someone always checking what you are learning. You're saying the hadith correctly. Sometimes we get a hadith on WhatsApp. Someone sends something. Allah, send it, cuz. Broadcast it to everyone. I didn't get permission from them. Allah, I'll just broadcast it to them anyway. Yeah, you've been in that situation? We all have. Right, put on people's broadcasts. SubhanAllah, there should be some type of protocol. No, we should check it at least. And if you know it's authentic, then bismillah, no problem. Right? But is it authentic? Allah knows. Yallah. No, it's not a game. This is the deen of Allah and His Messenger. So the number one point we said, take your time, have a program, small deeds, but make sure consistent. Number two, have a sheikh or mentor on top of you. And this was the way of the Salaf, the early Muslims. They always had mentors, always had ulama that they would go back to. Unfortunately, today anyone can open up a Facebook, YouTube, Instagram account and just start posting whatever they want. This is incorrect. And number three, what's more important than all of that is to implement what we learn. Implement what we learn. You know, because the more knowledge you gain, and Imam Ahmad said, then the more deeds you have to match with that knowledge. It's like wealth. The more wealth you have, the more zakat you have to give, right? The zakat of knowledge is action. You see, so the more knowledge, the more action. And Sufyan al-Thawri said in India, if you implement what you know, Allah will suffice you of that which you know not. SubhanAllah. Beautiful. Sometimes we think, man, I don't know anything, and it's okay. If you just implement what you know, Allah will suffice you that which you know not. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to enable us to implement this ayah, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ. We said the first اقرأ is seek knowledge. Second اقرأ is continue to seek knowledge. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to enable us to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, as Al-Imam Ahmad said, مع المحبرة إلى المقبرة. Sorry, not from the cradle to the grave. He says from my ink pot to the grave consistently. And inshallah, tomorrow we're going to continue with Ramadan revelations, but we're going to look at علوم القرآن, the science of the Quran. What does that mean? Does that mean biology, you know, astronomy, you know, science literally in the Quran? No, it doesn't mean that. More about that tomorrow, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 8:35 p.m. tomorrow, inshallah.